Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. That was not, thankfully, a Triple Play Thursday. We played this. What? Hey.
I like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, actually, you probably could construct a Triple Play Thursday now.
Oh, now you tell me.
That's one of her older cuts.
Yeah, well, my only exposure to Selena Gomez has been in a couple of movies. She was in a really good movie. What the hell was the name of that movie?
Spring Breakers.
Yeah, with James Franco. Jay, if you've not seen Spring Breakers, can I just, Esmeralda, have you seen Spring Breakers?
I haven't, and it kind of throws, I feel like it's almost like kids, maybe?
What do you mean?
Like in that sort of like, oh, it's all harsh and like.
Oh, you mean it's like the movie Kids?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, like well, you know, oddly, it's the same dude who wrote Kids.
Okay, because I have that, it gives me that feeling.
But no, it's not like Kids in that regard. It's shot very, Harmony Korine wrote it and directed it, and I can't stand him normally. But I think it's a really good movie, and just for James Franco alone.
That does freak me out.
James Franco is unbelievable in it. He's unbelievably hilarious in it. But I know her from that. I don't know her Disney stuff. I don't know her music. The only other thing I know her was she was the musical guest on SNL a few weeks back. And I didn't understand. She was also the host. Yeah, right? And she was good. She was actually she was good. She was the host and the musical guest. And that was like 4 weeks ago, I think. 3-4 weeks ago. Maybe a little bit longer than that. By the way, this Saturday, you know who the host is this Saturday? Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. And he's got to do Drunk Uncle. He's got to do Drunklage. He's got to do Peter Drunklage.
Has he done it before?
Oh, yeah. No, he's never hosted.
He's never hosted.
No. But he came on. He did like a guest appearance on. And he was on when, you know Drunk Uncle, right? Bobby
yeah.
Moynihan's character.
Yeah.
On Weekend Update, which is just hysterical. Well, he came out because they were talking about watching Game of Thrones, and he says, "You know who I watch it with? I watch it with Peter Drunklage." And then he came out dressed like Drunk Uncle with the bad wig,
nice.
And it was absolutely hysterical. But no, Selena Gomez. That's the only thing that I know is that from SNL, and that she dated Biebs, the Biebsman. Right?
She has some pop hits I like.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's a successful artist. It's just not, it's clearly not in my wheelhouse, Esmeralda. You
Here's
know
the, another request from Esmeralda.
What? Now, Esmeralda is dancing and singing at the traffic desk. Vic, I don't see you moving and grooving like Esmeralda.
I don't chair dance, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Now, are you familiar with her her work, Selena Gomez?
Yeah, you know, I think she's okay. I mean, it's not my, like you, it's not in my wheelhouse.
But, yeah.
But like that last song, I actually do like that last song.
I don't know.
It's catchy. I don't own it, but yeah.
I don't know either of
They're
them.
Catchy. It's good. It's disposable pop.
All right. I don't have anything
exactly.
against that. You know, I mean, I embrace that. I've never actively sought out Selena Gomez in any possible way.
There's
She's
a
just
few out of context.
Yeah, I guess
potentials here in your comments.
That's
this morning.
True, but I never really like actively sought out her work. She just shows up in stuff I happen to watch. Like she was in Spring Breakers, which was a movie I was going to see anyway.
Right.
And I watch Saturday Night Live every week, and she was on it.
No, I don't actively. Search as well.
Yeah.
It just comes up and you're like, oh, that's a good, that's good.
And I also, I guess there's a negative, for me at least, there's a negative connotation because she's associated with Bieber. And I cannot stand.
Yeah,
but she
anymore.
Dumped him.
Yeah.
I know she did. I realize that. But
he's
yeah.
still, he's still trying to get in there. I just read
Hard.
A thing. Yeah. I just read a thing where he's Instagram flirting with her by liking all her Instagram pictures.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, Biebs.
Well, how
just
about
so
this
we
one?
Can complete the Triple Play Thursday?
Oh, God. Come on, who says you're not perfect? Who says you're not worth it? Who says you're the only one that's hurting? Just me. That's the all right. That's enough.
That was Disney. Selena.
Okay.
It's a little Disney, but it's like, yeah. Yeah, Selena. Who says?
Well, not only is Biebs hard, trying to get in there hard,
speaking of out of context. So is a 12-year-old British boy. And this is going to kick off our topic here about weird, and I have a bunch of really bad pickup lines. And if you would like to join us with pickup lines that you've heard or pickup lines that you've tried, 312-981-7200. Text or call us, 312-981-7200 with really bad pickup lines. You may never get the opportunity to feed a cheesy pickup line to a celebrity, but a few British radio listeners got their hand at picking up Selena Gomez over the air. Oh, yeah, it was a wacky radio stunt. Yeah! During an interview with BBC Radio, the Spring Breakers actress was offered a few chat-up lines to react to them. The best of the bunch is no doubt from a 12-year-old boy named Max. Is your name Google, he asked, because you got everything I'm searching for. Oh, yeah! While Gomez clearly approves of the line, she did say she would have to wait until he was 18. And then the other pickup line, I heard you're good at algebra. Could you put my X without, can you replace my X without asking why? See?
That sounds weird.
And do you know my shirt, what my shirt's made of? Boyfriend material. Yeah! All right, so those are pickup lines, and that's what we're going to talk about. But we have to break for the news, which is next. So think of your terrible pickup lines and text us or call us. No gold payments, tired starling. Yeah, man. Silver horse. Cream. Triple play Thursday. Trucker Rich requested Cream. That's White Room for Triple Play Thursday. And he's dedicating it to me and my dad. Thank you, Trucker Rich. Trucker Rich, by the way, really nice guy. A very faithful listener. I appreciate you you listening and being so faithful to the show and everything, Rich. And stay awake out there and be safe while you're driving. And I'll keep you as entertained as I can. And I really appreciate you listening. And it's very nice of you to dedicate it to me and my dad. My dad turned me on to the band Cream when I was a kid. He's like, come here. Come here, son. I was a toddler, probably, and he said, enjoy White Room, you know, and played that song, and then my head exploded because it was so cool. So this sort of obsession I have for classic rock and stuff, it's I think it can all be traced back to my dad. So my dad also is responsible for my love of fly jams, of the R&B songs of the 60s and 70s. So, and as you know, my dad frequently calls in on Friday during Fly Jams Friday and request some of the flyest of fly jams. So, again, thank you, Trucker Rich. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate your dedication. So, thank you. All right, pickup lines. Now, Esmeralda, have you had anybody come up with, in years past, come up and, like, do the stereotypical sort of pickup lines? Or, like, opening lines? Like, what was V's opening line? Did he have an opening line?
Oh, man, I forget what he had said. We were in a comedy show, so he said something about the comedy. Dang it.
He said something about the comedy?
Yeah, like he had made some quip about it. Because it was a comedy. We were just standing around. Mm. Man, what was it?
Nice.
I don't remember. You
don't even
remember. Whoopsies.
Oops.
And then he offered me a beer. I was like, yes.
Oh, well, that part always works, right?
I know.
Yeah, that part always works. Now, in the past, have you ever had any, hey, baby?
Not really.
No.
I had someone offer me, they offered me a seat. It was at a bar and I was still dating someone at the time, but I was just there for some work thing.
Yeah.
And this guy, he was like, do you want to sit down? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, I just kept saying no to everything he was asking me. And he's like, I'm just trying to be nice to you. And I'm like, all right. Because I guess his friend was hitting on a coworker of mine or whatever, the group we were in.
Oh, I see.
I'm just trying to be really nice. And I'm like, all right. Gosh.
All right, fine. I'll sit down.
Ugh.
All right.
But nothing further than that.
Now, Vic, did you ever use pickup lines in your single days? Did you ever, hey, baby?
only in a joking way.
In a joking way.
I didn't really have any game. I guess my game would be when I used to, you know, try to pick up girls. I think I would just act like I wasn't interested at all.
Oh,
and that usually works.
I see. The aloof game.
Yeah. That was always a
That's an interesting strategy.
I had a strange line on me one time.
Uh-oh.
This is a strange, I guess it's a pickup line. It doesn't sound like one, but are you gay?
Now, wait. All right. Now, was that a was she taking a poll or what?
I was a little shocked, and I said, "Why would you ask me that?" And she said, "Because I wanted to take you home." I was in a DJ booth with a friend of mine, and I guess she wanted to make sure I wasn't gay.
Wow! So she comes up and says, "Are you gay?"
Yeah,
I see.
I mean, that's the
after she asked for a song. She requested a song, which we did play because she was very
nice.
What
was the song?
Oh, God, I do not remember that.
Okay.
But
was it Selena Gomez?
I don't even know if she was born yet.
Oh, okay. All right, so it was
so
that
one.
So
she throwed that in. She was like, hey, can I hear this song? By the way, are you gay?
She came up. She went and enjoyed her song and then came up later and asked.
Hey, thanks for playing that song. Are you gay?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, have you ever had a line used on you, or have you ever used lines, or has the Monte Carlo gang ever?
No, but my good friend Scott has my favorite pickup line of all time.
Okay.
When we would go out as young men, he would walk up to a girl and say, do you know how much a polar bear weighs? Enough to break the ice. My name is Scott.
Oh! Esmeralda, I can see your heart melting now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Not bad. That's cute.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's innocuous.
And,
it's kind of funny.
And it's an icebreaker. The one I never used that I was always planning on using was, hey, you got a minute to get hit on.
Wow. Oh. I think I'm glad you didn't use it, Dan.
See, I think that would have been fine.
I think that one can blow up in your face, though.
That's true.
They can easily
By the way, that's
3:39
a.m. on Friday for Friday, in case you wanted to jot that down for Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show. @gmail.com. All right, here's a few. Are you ready? Are you ready for a few pickup lines, Esmeralda?
Throw them at me.
All right, here we go. Hey, I got to put the reverb on it. Hey. So it makes it sound like we're alone, like in a bar, and you're by yourself.
By the way, Esmeralda, this is Nick's pickup voice he's using.
Yeah, hey.
You can hear it get lower and soft.
Do you just do that when you bring like some sort of microphone thing?
I do. I walk in with a megaphone when I want to pick up chicks, and I just put the megaphone in front of my mouth and I go, "Hey, what's going on?"
They're immediately deaf from the
because
microphone.
Sometimes I hit the siren by mistake. Wah! They're like, "What the hell?" It took me a long time to get the button straight on my megaphone. I blew out a few eardrums in my attempt to pick up chicks. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Hey, do you know karate?
No.
Well, because your body is really kicking.
Wow, no.
Come on!
That one's no.
No?
I think don't focus on body parts.
No.
It's always a good thing to not do that.
But the megaphone is okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
The megaphone's fine.
It gives a little, it's a talking piece.
Okay. Hey, can I borrow a quarter? Because I would like to call my mom and tell her I just met the girl of my dreams. Huh?
I guess if you say it that way.
And any girl under the age of, 25 would say, why do you need a quarter?
Why do you need a quarter?
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Your cell phone? Why
do you need a quarter? Don't you have a cell phone? Pops? But what about the whole, I'm going to call my mom? Isn't that endearing?
It's kind of creepy.
It's creepy?
It's a little creepy.
Okay, so don't mention bodies or your mother when you're hitting on somebody.
At least on the first.
On the first day.
First sentence.
And definitely don't say, my mom's got a kicking body.
No.
That wouldn't work?
No, it would not.
That's how Norman Bates picks up his chicks.
Or the other way around. Your mom's got a kick. No.
No.
It's like, we don't want to hear it.
Oh, man, this one. Hey. Were your parents beavers? Because, damn.
That's awesome.
Actually, I would react to that one. So that could get, I would talk to you. Just on the fact that
so that's a yes.
You had the gall to use that.
That's a yes. I'm putting down a yes next to, were your parents beavers? Because, damn.
It is, it's kind of cute.
You might want to call it, is your friend Scott married now?
Yeah, with six kids.
Okay, did he use that line on her? Did he use
No.
He didn't use that to break the ice? Oh, man. All right. All right, you ready? Hey. By the way, hey is not a part of any of these lines. That's my own creative.
Ryan Gosling, hey, girl.
That's right. Hey, girl.
It's the Nick DiGilio twist.
That's right. And, you know, I'm so successful with women. You should really listen to me. I helped the divorce rate single-handedly go up in this country. All right, you ready? Hey. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read these cold. You know what I mean? But I kind of went a little bit ahead of myself. All right, I'm sorry. Hey. Are you a parking ticket? Because you have fine written all over you.
I don't know about those.
Seriously, do guys actually go up to women and do this stuff? Do they actually say that?
I really hope not. Or I feel like the ones who are like, yeah, no, I would use that, they would never use it because they never have the courage to actually talk to a real woman.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey. Guess what I'm wearing? The smile you just gave me.
That sounds like you're about to murder me.
Well.
Also, how does that work? Because I can see you.
Well, maybe they mean designer.
Oh, I see.
Like you're supposed to, or either that, or maybe they're scent.
Oh.
Maybe they were. I'm not saying that they were just outside working on the tarmac for an hour and a half. I'm saying that, like, maybe they have like a Cologne on.
No, I know what you mean, but it still sounds creepy.
Yeah,
hey. That one's a little serial killer.
Okay,
all right.
Triple play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's also appropriate, Dan, because yesterday was Clapton's birthday.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think that Eric Clapton had a perm, or it's naturally that large and curly, that big old afro he had?
You mean in the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's natural.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's done stuff to his hair after that.
Because it's just so curly.
Well, maybe it was a perm. I don't know. Because then he kind of went, his hair did go straight for a long time.
Right. And curly hair doesn't do that.
Yeah, so maybe he did get a perm. It was a thing back then.
Because it's quite a curl.
Yeah.
It's a huge curl.
Yeah. He's
looks good on him.
He's Clapton. He can do whatever he wants. Walk around with a cat on his head and he'd look cool. All right. We're doing pickup lines. Now, would that work if I came up to you at a bar and went, hey, and I had a cat on my head?
It could, because cats are adorable.
Right.
Girls would be like, oh, my God, you have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to pet it.
That's right. That's been a strategy of mine, too. I walk around with cats on my head a lot. All right, are we ready to get back to some of these pickup lines? And if you have any, by the way, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, here we go. Hey. Know what's on the menu?
No.
Me and you.
What?
Me and you.
I know, but...
See?
What was it supposed to be?
That's what's on the menu, baby.
You would have to be in a food place for that one. A restaurant of sorts. You can't be in a bar or a club.
Well, they might have a drink menu.
Or a park.
Maybe you can hold the drink menu and go, hey, see what's on here, the drink menu? Me and you. Is that right?
Yeah, that one, no.
So the only one that you're so far that you've given a pass to is, were your parents beavers because damn? Because
it's so weird.
All right.
And then also, like the menu one, the, what was the other one?
Parking ticket?
Yeah, well, that one's weird. I maybe. But this menu one, it's like it's very specific.
Yeah.
You have to be in a certain place. You can't be at a park.
Hey, you know what's on the menu?
Like, what menu?
And then just point to a hot dog vendor.
See the restaurant? That menu.
See
that?
You see the Subway across the street?
The Subway menu?
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know, specific.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably say, walk by again, and then I'd walk away.
Then you'd, yeah, that would be pretty funny. Go ahead, you know, play along with him. Yeah, go ahead, walk by again. And then as soon as he walks away, just duck out.
Yeah.
And then he'll come back and go, what the? All right, here we go. Here's another one. You ready, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Hey, if I received a nickel for every time I saw someone as beautiful as you, I'd have 5 cents.
I would say I'd have a nickel.
I'm just reading it.
I wouldn't go with 5 cents.
You just go with nickel? I'd have exactly
one nickel.
I'd have exactly one nickel.
That one's not bad.
Oh, come
it's
on.
Kinda, it's kind of like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
All right, I'm putting a yes next to that one. So mark these down if listeners out there, if they're ever interested in picking up Esmeralda. There's two lines so far that you can use that'll work. Were your parents beavers because damn? And if I received a nickel for every time I saw someone as beautiful as you, I'd have one nickel.
And mind you, this would only get you into a conversation.
That's all they need, man.
That's
all I need, baby. All I need is just that in to start a conversation. Within 15 minutes, man, we'll be married.
Wow, that's quick. We in Vegas? Is that?
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah, here's Tony on WGN. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was at a hotel once, and this girl was walking out, and I said, hey, did it hurt when she fell out of heaven?
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, did you succeed with that one, Tony?
No, she actually thought something else. She thought I was talking about something. Did it hurt? Well,
oh, it didn't work. All right, Tony. Thanks.
Thank you.
By the way, George Karzis, the wonderful George Karzis, who runs the Gale Street Inn, just sent one. George is listening. I love it when George texts when he's listening. By the way, Gale Street Inn, the greatest restaurant on the planet. Go there all the time. Here's what it says. Dan, I got a text from George here. Hey, out of all the women I've met in my life, you're certainly one of them.
I like that one.
Okay, yeah, of course. And by the way, George delivering that line would be spectacular. Now, knowing George as well as I do. You're certainly one of them.
I would have just gone with, I run one of the best restaurants in the city of Chicago.
That's all you got to do is just walk up and go, hey, I run the Gale Street Inn. I'll be at the bar waiting for you. And that's it. All right. Ready for another one?
Go for it.
Hey, people call me John. I guess I should put my name in there, right?
Right. Okay. Well, unless it's...
No, it's not specific to the name, John.
Okay.
Hey, people call me Nick, but you can call me Tonight.
See, again, that one to me doesn't really make sense because wouldn't you... You're in front of the person already.
Yeah. You don't need to call me because I'm standing right in front of you.
It's like, well, just talk to me now?
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of the conversation you say that. Although I guess you don't introduce yourself again, but.
Yeah, that's true. If you're already having a conversation.
Or if you have a conversation with him and you'd never give your name, then you could do it. That would be slick.
That would be slick.
Because at the end they'd be like, hey, what's your name?
You call me Tonight.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. These are so stupid. All right, ready? Oh, God. Okay. Hey, it's a good thing that I have my library card.
Why?
Because I'm totally checking you out.
It's a little creepy. It's a little creepy.
It's ridiculous. How about if you, what would happen, though, Esmeralda, like if someone came up to you and said... It's a good thing it's a good thing that I have my library card, and you don't say anything. The guy's just got to stay, because you can't say anything unless you say why.
That's true, because if you keep going, it's like, I don't know what you're...
So it would be like,
Hey, it's a good thing I have my library card.
Although that's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, but don't say anything, Esmeralda. Hold on. Okay.
Hey, it's a good thing I have my library card. You are probably wondering why it's a good thing I have my library card, right? Maybe? Well, here's why. Let me tell you why it's a good thing I have my library card, because right now I am totally checking you out. See, that would be smooth, right?
Sure. Uh-huh. Work on a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Good thing we're getting close to the news here. This will be the last one before the news break.
Okay.
Hey. Damn, girl. If you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
Oh, my gosh.
On that note, we have to break. More terrible pickup lines, but the news is next. Fine apple. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. But the rainbow has a
beard. Yeah, man. Cream on Triple Play Thursday, man. Triple Play Thursday continues.
It's Nick DiGilio here, here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And Steve Cochran is back this morning at 6. That was Trucker Rich who suggested Cream for Triple Play Thursday. And there you go. All right, we are continuing with we'll do a few more of these terrible pickup lines. And then we have 15 incredible facts about Sanford and Son, which we're going to get to, because Sanford and Son, as you know, is one of the greatest shows ever.
Welcome to my castle, your ugliness.
Still one of my favorite lines ever. All right, we got some texts that came in, Esmeralda, with some pickup lines. You ready?
Sure.
Jim says,
hey, are you from Nashville? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Wait, what?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
See? Tennessee. You're the only Tennessee.
Okay.
That could work just because, well, it might have been only me that I went, what?
Yeah. It might take a couple of minutes to figure out. Carmen has a classic one. Are you ready, Carmen? You ready from Carmen? Here we go.
Hey, I've heard you're tired because you've been running through my mind all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I've heard this next one differently. The 262 area code sends it in as this one, but I've heard it differently. I'll give you this 262 and then the way I've heard it first, or I'll do theirs first.
Hey, do you wash your jeans and enjoy dishwashing soap? Because I can see myself in your pants.
Now, Now the way I've heard it was,
hey, do you have mirrors on your jeans? Because I could see myself in your pants.
Mirrors in your jeans?
Yeah.
I thought it was Windex.
Windex?
Yeah.
I had heard Windex, too.
Oh, all right. I've heard mirrors.
Because I could see myself in them.
Yeah.
Right.
Mirrors on your jeans.
I don't know. That's what I didn't make up the damn thing.
It's...
How about this one? Here's Ken says, hey,
that dress would look awesome on my bedroom floor.
That's not even a pick. Is that a pickup line?
Well, that's because you want to sleep with the guy. You got to take your dress off. It's going to end up on the floor.
I would like a little more pizzazz.
Okay. Greg says that you have to spill a drink on the intendant's target's blouse.
Oh boy.
And then you do that and go,
hey, if you take that off right now, I can save that for you.
I don't even understand that. What? How does that? How would that even remotely work?
And then he gets some club soda and cleans the stain.
I don't even understand how that works. First of all, you're spilling a drink on the woman. That's not a good way to start.
Well, I mean, I would hope you would do it, you know, in an accidental way.
No, I know.
Even just if you go at them and
but you're
throw
faking
a drink.
You're faking it anyway, right? Oh, I see. So like he genuinely spills a drink on you.
Well, no,
I think
no.
He walks up and goes, oh, I'm going to act like I'm going to spill. Oh, oops.
Well, of course, but you know, hopefully, it'll be done smoothly enough that they don't realize that. Oh,
right.
You just pretended to throw a drink on me.
Right.
It could. No, it still doesn't work.
No, it's terrible. All right, how about this one? 847 area code.
Needs some more work.
847 area code says, hey, do you sleep on your stomach? Can I?
So you know these are supposed to be cheesy, but that's... That's a bit frightening. And also the logistics of sleeping on...
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand that. What am I going to... Just do the, you know, the fetal position? And he's like, oh, I'm just going to sleep on your stomach.
I would think it would work better for a girl to a guy.
Yeah.
Because most times guys are bigger than girls. So.
Right.
Could you imagine? You just crush the lady.
Yeah.
Sleeping on your stomach. You're not a puppy.
All right. No, yeah, exactly. All right, here's your next one. You ready?
Hey. Was your dad a baker? Because you've got a nice set of buns.
Would that work?
No. It would be good if he was a baker.
All right, here's...
You imagine, that would...
Yeah, well, you'd be happy, right?
You'd have to do some research
before
throwing that one out.
So you do research, you know, they Google you and they stalk you for a few weeks.
You find out
and
he's
then,
a baker, yeah.
I understand your dad is a baker.
Go, well, yeah. Yeah,
you have a nice set of buns.
That seems like a lot of stalking work for a bad line, doesn't it? You're going to prep.
Bit, yeah.
You're going to prep for 2 weeks and throw that line out?
I don't think you have to prep for 2 weeks, unless you follow them around.
Yeah. That's what I think you should do. All right. Oh, here's a smooth one. You ready for this one, Esmeralda?
Okay.
I'm sure you would say yes immediately. You'd drop everything and leave with this guy. Ready?
My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
Oh, no, yeah. I feel like let's run away forever.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
My dream man.
My love for you is like diarrhea? That's a really, you know, that's a strong opening line. And when you mention diarrhea as one of the first things you ever say to a woman, you know, that's good. You're destined to be together for 50, 60 years after that.
I mean, that's some.
My love for you is like diarrhea.
Some confidence you got there.
Wow. All right.
Hey, we're like Little Caesars. We're hot and ready.
Now, that's presumptuous, though, right?
It just makes me hungry.
Doesn't it?
Some pizza.
But isn't that, like, presumptuous, though? Like, assuming that you're hot and heavy? Because it's, like, weird.
Or hot and ready.
Hot and ready? Hot and heavy. That's from Seinfeld. Sorry. All right. Oh, man. Okay, this must be the same guy with the diarrhea line. Okay.
He's trying on the girl
next
to the one.
This must be, yeah,
he
tried the diarrhea line on one woman, and he goes to the next woman and goes, hey,
if you were a booger, I'd pick you first.
This guy's smooth, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's definitely the same. That's Diarrhea Man. That's Diarrhea Man Johnson. That's what they call him around the bar scene, Diarrhea Man Johnson. Only guy whose opening lines include diarrhea and boogers. That's really gonna guarantee that you have some sex real soon. Real soon. Nothing turns a woman on like diarrhea and boogers.
No, totally.
Yeah, right.
Aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. How about this? We got more texts. John in Chicago says,
"Hey, are you a camera? Because every time I look at you, I smile."
That's not. There's no. At least there was no. There was no mention of bodily fluids.
Of diarrhea.
Yeah. 773 area code says,
"Hey, do you have a Band-Aid? Because I scraped my knee falling for you."
That's not bad. It's kind of cute.
All right. 630 area code says,
"Hey, do you work for UPS? Because." I could have sworn you were checking out my package.
I think that's Diarrhea Man Johnson, too. Yeah. I think that that one's Diarrhea Man Johnson.
Or maybe he started with that one and then went, no, maybe
no,
I should
I think I got to go to bodily fluids.
A little more personal.
Picking my nose and stuff. All right. Hey. 708 area code says, Nick, how about you don't forget the ultimate pickup line. You ready? Hey, baby, do you serve fries with that shake?
I feel for that one to work, you have to be real smooth and sassy.
Okay.
Be a real sassy man.
847 area code says, my favorite line was to go up to a guy and say, got a hot light for your cold cigarette. It worked back in the 80s when I smoked. Well, yeah, it worked because you're a woman hitting on a guy. If a woman came up to me and said, my love for you is like diarrhea, I'd still be like, okay. Because I'm a guy. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If a woman came up to me and said, hey, and she actually had her finger up her nose and was digging away and went, hey, you're a good thing you're not a booger because I'd pick you first. I'd be like, okay, cool. You want a drink? You know?
Although that's cute, though. Cold cigarette, hot lighter.
I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter. If a woman came up to me, well, not anymore. I'm done with I'm done with all that crap. But in my, when I was single, if just an attractive woman came up to me and started talking and all I heard was Charlie Brown's Teacher, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. Here's a drink. So it doesn't matter. This does not work the other way. If a woman starts a conversation with a man, it doesn't matter what the conversation is. Really doesn't matter. You could walk up to a guy and go, listen, I just murdered 3 people in the bathroom. Oh, really? Would you like a drink? It doesn't matter. Guys don't care. They don't care. Especially if you're in a bar trying to pick somebody up.
Oh, yeah? Were they bothering you? What are you, what's your sign?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there had to be a justifiable reason for you to murder 3 people. Good for you. Now let's have sex.
People bother me too. Yeah. We have so much in
common. Hey, listen, I killed 15 people last week. All right.
We at the L&L Tavern, is that where?
Oh, come on, man. Oh, man. I haven't been there in such a long time. I haven't had a drink in a very long time, but I love the L&L, man. That place rules, man.
I think it got named like creepiest bar.
Oh, of course it did. That was one of my favorite bars. When I was a drinking man, L&L Tavern was one of my favorite bars. Seriously, that's the kind of bar I like to hang out at. That was the kind of bar that I used to like to hang out at when I was a drinking man. L&L, that place rules, man. It rules. And so clearly I didn't care about picking people up. You don't go to the L&L Tavern to pick somebody up. And if you did, you could use the diarrhea line and it would be fine.
Yeah, I would think most of those will work there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got a break here. When we come back, I've got some interesting facts. I'm going to hang on to, by the way, Esmeralda, I'm going to hang on to some of these. We still have a lot more pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let them accumulate, and from time to time, I'll throw a few out at you during the mornings.
There you go.
All right? All right, because we're going to take a break. We got weather and traffic, and then we're going to do some Sanford and Son facts about the greatest show ever.